I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing today, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
Doing better than me? We're doing all right, right? We're figuring it out.
We are making it happen.
I'll share it today. Don't worry. So this week, our topic is letting go. And today's Connection Thursday, we are having a discussion on rewriting your book. Anything before we get started, David?
No, actually, I think I'm ready to go right into it.
Let's do it. So we discussed this week, we've been discussing letting go. And we have made it clear that letting go is very different from giving up. When we give up, we are actually building up the very thing that caused the conflict and disruption. This giving up allows the program to remain. This allows behavior built around this program to remain. This allows fear, resentment, and regret to be part of your life story. Right? Understanding, right, David?
Yeah.
So each of us, each day, is writing our own book. We live in the stories we have written. If you give up on resolving a conflict, if you give up on dealing with problems, your book will be about struggle. If you practice personal development, the steps of stress mastery, and let go, your book will be about growth, overcoming, and expansion. But make no mistake about it, each of us is writing their book each and every single day. If at the end of the day, you have failed to practice letting go through the day, your story from that day will be one of problems, conflict, struggle, and fear. See, each day we are adding to our book. If you practice letting go, your book will be lessons on how to allow life to flow and carry you. The book will be an exciting journey of overcoming, an exciting journey of opportunities, and an exciting journey of service, love, and peace. Do you have any comments on that, Dave?
No, I think that's a good way to start and look at it. You know, you got to keep on adding to that book. I think that's a great way to put it.
Well, now, when we look at this book we're writing, right, the failure to slow down and practice letting go can actually change the way you write your book. When you fail to slow down and practice letting go, it writes a book about unfulfilled expectations. And this book lets the darkness from the past chapters into your stories of today. The chapter on your childhood, the chapter on your failed businesses, the chapter on your physical illness, the chapter on your failed relationships, the chapter on failed goals, the chapter on being hurt by others. These are dark chapters of your book, and they will block the light of joy in your present story. Those chapters of regret sets the writing for today in guilt and being a victim to life. Those chapters on resentment causes the stories to continue today as you write your story. And those chapters of worry, anxiety, and fear, that brings your story into a darkness that seems to be on repeat as you read through your book. You understand, Dave, how that works?
It's like flipping the chapter and having the same chapter over and over.
Very good. Your book, you are each writing today is either stories of attachment and circumstances that caused pain and conflict, or the book you're writing or authoring today is based on stories that teach lessons on overcoming and letting go. But make no mistake about it, each of us is writing our book every single day. So if you're unhappy in your stories, your book stories this day, then it's time to slow down and rewrite your book. You okay over there, David, as you crashed a little bit?
Yeah, my little setup fell down a little bit.
I don't know if that's going to show up in there, but you, at least you didn't escape from the picture. You're still there.
Yeah, good. I'm still here.
So as I continue, I am on the fourth rewrite of my new book, Slow Down. And I'll get into that a little bit today. Now, many authors or want-to-be authors never publish their works. They'll find some type of excuse or sabotage their efforts or tell everyone it's just not perfect yet. Author Stephen Pressfield went through this until he was in his 40s, until he finally wrote The Legend of Bagger Vance. This is called imposter syndrome, and it stops the author in their tracks. Well, this is not my case with a Slow Down book. I'm going through a very high spiritual shift over the last year or so. And this shift is changing my perception. As I'm letting go of some very heavy programs, such as guilt, letting go of these programs, it's creating a change in perception. And with a change in perception comes a change in vibration. We build our reality through our vibration. And with this change comes clarity in what I see, what I feel, and this creates a more precise messaging. And this new higher messaging begs for a rewrite of the book. So be it. But it's the same for you. So for you to rewrite your book, you must change your perception. This is the bridge to a new reality. So how does one change their perception? Simply by letting go. You must let go of the chapters you have written in the past in order to do a rewrite. You have to let go of what you've written to do a rewrite, right? I have to rewrite the book, David. I have to let go of what I've written. You must let go of your attachment to your story, your history. And if you fail to do this, you'll keep writing the same chapter, as David said, the same chapter over and over and over again. So what are your thoughts on this so far, David?
Sometimes life makes you rewrite the book whether you like it or not, huh?
I'll get into that story before we end this episode. Yeah,
I think for this and a lot of other things like the pendulum and all these things, you got to look at what you have been doing in order to do what you want to do. If you're rewriting the same chapter over and over, you're not going back to look what you just did and what you want to do. You're just going to keep on writing. So having that awareness to know that you want to do something different is important, but you also, it's not reminiscing or holding on to the past. It's understanding your past so you can create that future.
Very well put, David. Very, very well put. And I want to even create some more clarity for people. So we would say Steve Jobs has shifted and changed the planet and the history of the planet, right? He created a new chapter.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs actually created a new perspective of how we live our lives today. Jobs was the creator of Apple II, Macintosh, Pixar, iPod, iTunes, iPhone, iPad. He touched millions, if not billions, of lives. But how Steve Jobs touched my life and altered my book I'm writing came in 2005. In 2005, Steve Jobs gave a commencement speech at Stanford. This speech changed my life forever. Throughout this speech, Steve makes the point to trust life. His message is to trust that you know where you are going, that only when you are there or here now, can you then connect the dots? Steve Jobs, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down. It has made all the difference in my life, Steve Jobs. So to choose to rewrite your book will take you on a journey to connect the dots in your life. And I can share and reflect on my dots. The abusive early childhood that could have left me scarred for life if I kept writing the same story. But as I connect that dot, I can see how this early childhood actually gave me incredible strength physically, as I learned at a tender age how much pain I could really endure. It gave me strength mentally as I learned I could control my mind, as I would not let my abuser believe he was winning. And it connected a dot spiritually as I learned the amazing gifts of forgiveness and the power of letting go. So I can connect the dots of the years of struggle and suffering as my body became obese. This dot, my story, could be written with the knowing and empathy for those who struggle with their weight. I understand. This dot would set my future story in my book. I could connect the dots of my failed marriages and failed relationships. This dot took 50 years to connect, but this dot shifted me into a much higher vibration. I knew what struggle and pain was in relationships. And when I shifted, I could see clearly, very clearly, why my relationships failed. It was me. And with this release, the dot became loving relationships. For the first time, I could see, and this change in direction of my story and my book could allow me to let go of those old chapters. And I could connect the dots with my relationships with God. This dot was strong. It was harsh. It was anchored in fear. It was anchored in guilt. But as I had a single experience with letting go, everything changed. So I'm going to share this story, Dave, unless you want to add something before I share this story.
No, go ahead.
So I had just returned from a trip to see my mother for the first time in close to over 20 years since I had separated myself from her so I could serve my children. Now, she was in hospice at the end of her life. And as I sat there, our eyes met and I could feel her connection. And in that moment, I could thank her for the amazing life I had, because even though I suffered from abuse, my grandparents took me in. And even though she tried to pull me back, she finally let it go. And I told her I was really good and that she was free. While this was a good dot in my story, it's actually not the dot that would transform my story forever. That dot would come a few weeks later. I was sitting, getting ready to go into a meeting, and I was early for the meeting, so I was sitting in my car. I was meeting with a doctor who owned a clinic who wanted to become an affiliate of our elite program. So I was sitting in my car, and I received a text from my sister. Mom passed. Now, I had no intentions of going to the funeral. I had made my peace. There was no reason for me to go. And out of nowhere, my heart just opened up. I started crying uncontrollably. I couldn't stop. I just sobbing and sobbing and tears flowing. And I tried to stop it. I had a meeting, but it just kept coming. And this lasted a good 15 minutes. Finally, I pulled myself together. And I went into the meeting and I did what I had to do. But when I got back in my car, it started again. It was literally unstoppable. Again, I pulled myself together. I called my assistant, Jessica, and told her to cancel my day. And I called Linda and told her I was coming home. Now, the drive home was about an hour and it was miserable. I was totally out of control. I couldn't stop. All this grief and sadness kept coming through. And what was interesting was I remember the confusion in my mind. I was very confused by all this. I was thinking, why am I crying? I truly don't even like this woman. That was my truth. I didn't like her, but I couldn't stop this. By the time I reached home, My state was like a full-blown anxiety attack now. My mind wanted this ridiculous outpour of sorrow to stop, while my body would not let it quit. I burst into the house and I tell Linda, I'm going to take a cheat day. You know, that's how I solve everything, right, Dave? You got to take a cheat day. And I just want to eat junk, I told her. Linda literally looked at me and told me flat out, no, this is not you. It's not a cheat day. You need to go sit in your office and deal with this shit. Exact words. So my loving wife.
Sounds like her.
That's, yeah, exactly, right? So that's what I did. I went, sat in my office, pulled out my journal. But in the beginning, I couldn't write as another wave of sadness exploded. This time it actually hurt. I felt like I was having a heart attack. I had to really check myself, and I knew this wasn't a heart attack, but it sure was a panic attack, which I've never had a panic attack before. So what did I do? I just started letting go. I took my journal and I did the let go technique, and I started to write, and I started to write, and I started to write. I went back to my story. I went back to the beatings, the hurtful words, the fear, the abandonment, all my failures, all my resentment. I just kept writing. All the time I was doing this, I was making sure I was allowing the heart to stay open. I surrendered. And the biggest challenge during this was the pain I was feeling in my chest. It would be so strong, and then it would calm. Then it would come back, and then it would calm. I sat in that room for 8 hours. And Linda, to her credit, would check on me, but never interfered. She just allowed me to go through this. It was around 9 p.m. I came out. I didn't eat. Linda was already in bed, and I just went upstairs and went straight to bed. And for another 2 hours, I just laid there. The pain was gone, but the energy was still strong. So I did several sessions of yoga nidra, trying to relax. And I believe I finally fell asleep. It was around 11 p.m. So at 3 a.m., my alarm goes off. And as I wake up, I sat on the edge of my bed and I noticed two things. First, I felt oddly rested. Like I knew I hadn't slept, but I felt really good. And the second thing I noticed was there was no pain. In fact, there was a strange calmness. So I went through my usual morning routine, no issues, no discomfort, just calm. I did not think much of anything, didn't think much of this. And I went to the gym and I didn't want to listen to my music. So I didn't use my headphones. Well, I did use my headphones just so no one would talk to me or interrupt my training, but there was nothing turned on, right? And the strength I had that day was unprecedented. I hadn't been that strong in decades. The last time I was moving weight like that would be in my early 30s. And so it was amazing. After the workout, I went home and again, I was very calm and Linda just hugged me. Excuse me. Her love was amazing through this whole thing. So I went to work. I had a full schedule of patients and I did what I did. And I'll be honest, I really didn't notice anything. Staff and patients alike knew what happened, were giving me their condolences, yet I did not feel any sadness, did not feel grief, and I was oddly peaceful and calm. Now, this state of peace and calmness went on for a few days, and then it hit me. Barry, my ego, was silent. I had no voice going on in my head. I was deeply in the now and I was peaceful, dealing with whatever was put in front of me during the day with a demeanor of calmness. And I noticed I was extremely joyful and I was very happy. And this state lasted a good 10 days when finally Barry resurfaced. At first, I was very disappointed, but that passed quickly. Even though Barry was back, he was never ever the same, and neither was I. This one episode had rewritten my story. It was the dot that started my deeper transformation. From that moment on, my life began to flow from a higher energy. It would be several months after this that my daughter Alex would come into my office looking concerned. She asked if I was okay. I said, yeah, why? Well, Dad, you've changed. And I go, how have I changed? She told me, you don't get angry anymore. And I remember replying, did I used to get angry? And she said, are you kidding? See, when you shift, you rewrite your story by letting go of the chapters and the stories of the past. And you then begin using those dots as lessons instead of being a victim. It changes your entire reality. Now, I would have this happen again, and David was involved in that one, and David would witness it, but that's for another episode. But that time, it became the birth of the 7 Steps of Stress Mastery, and one day I will share that episode, David. So I want to be, you know, I want to, do you want to touch on anything as before I go on? Is anything that you want to touch on?
No, so I'll save it to the end.
Okay. So now I want to share what happened this week, just today and yesterday. Okay. So I come in, I worked out and I came back and my desktop was empty. Literally every file off my desk was gone. And it was weird. So I called David, my tech wizard, because I don't know what's happening. And David looked at it and goes, I don't either. And there is nothing I could really do about it, right? So David took over and he got with my brother-in-law, John, and I went to bed. So I wake up my usual early morning and I look at the computer and the computer is still blank. But when I click on it, there are no recent files. So I realize, wow, I just lost everything. So I went through my morning routine, and here is what is eerie, people. I went through it and I was sitting with myself and I could not understand why I wasn't upset or panicking or even disturbed. And even Linda said to me, I'm so proud how you're handling this. And I go, I'm not handling anything. There wasn't disturbance. And I don't know why. This is when you start to look. And I started to ask myself, I go, okay, why aren't you not upset? And it was no upsetting. So I asked God, what is the lesson in this? How do I recreate everything I wrote over the last 3 years? And I asked and went through my rituals. And then David comes in and resets the computer and recent show back up. And I think, wow, that's a miracle. And so David takes the computer to Apple and we find out that basically I had to rewrite the book anyways, right? I lost everything. And if the geniuses couldn't put it together, nobody could put it together. It was gone. Now understand, I'm very careful with everything I do. And I was saving everything on the cloud. The cloud disappeared too. So and they said it doesn't happen much, but it happened. The thing is, I'm just going to tell you from experience, and I can tell each of you from experience. If you write your book from the now and let the past chapters and stories, the dots go, get your lesson from, take the lessons, but leave the stories, your life and all reality will transform. Yes, this is a big deal for our company, right? There's a lot. We lost a lot. David and I are going to spend months trying to recreate files. Now, understand, I have just rewritten all the shift coaching lessons. They're gone. I have rewritten the book. Like I said, I was getting ready to do a rewrite, but now I have to do a rewrite from scratch. It's gone. But it is what it is. And I know that sounds like people say that. And sometimes when they say that, I want to slap them because you're all upset. So it's not what it is. But really, I promise each of you that I will teach you what to do. And if you trust the process I'm teaching you, and it's not complicated, you will create a shift. Life is meant to be experienced, and you can't experience today if you are stuck in the yesterday. For it is yesterday that creates your worry about tomorrow. So we each have to slow down and connect our dots. So my first transformation happened some years ago, and I've had, that was what I call immense release. I've had several of those after that. In fact, they don't scare me anymore if they come up. But today, and over the last, these last few days, it's shocking to see how there's no voice in my head telling me to be pissed off or be a victim or do this. We just went to work. Okay, what do we do? It's sad. Believe me, I'm not happy, right? How can I be happy? I've worked so many years on these things, yet it's still peaceful. I don't know how to explain it. And David, you're the only one who can really, because people will, again, like I shared Kriya, right? Don't call bullshit on me, but it's the truth, correct? So I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Yeah, if you learn one thing from this episode is make sure you save your documents in multiple places. But
We learned.
Yeah, I think for me, the two biggest things as far as for this is you're hurt no matter what it is, you know, abuse, whatever the case is someone's help once you realize that you can help someone else. What happened to you happened. Your hurt is your hurt, but it can be your help for someone else. So that's something, but that's only when you have the awareness to realize
exactly.
That. You're not a victim. You're not holding on to the hurt. You're being able to relate to somebody who is going through it and being able to help them. That's raising people up. That's being the light for other people because they're in the same dark state as you were. The other thing that I have from there is that the reason I think, you know, this whole thing happened, that if this would have happened in the beginning, I'd have freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell to do? Now I realize that life is not going to go your way. Like, we have expectations on how things work. The computer works the way it's supposed to. What happens when it doesn't? Well, life is still working the way it's supposed to, just because the computer's not. So we, all right, what can we do? And then you continue. There was no, yeah, we both were kind of hit by it for the first second. But once they said, hey, there's nothing you really can do, it's, all right, so let's, what can we do? And that's the big thing. There's certain things you can't do anything about. And those are the things that I feel like you got to work on not being rattled by, but then responding to that and not just using it as a victim. Well, life hit me. Okay. So you hitting back or what? You're staying down. And I think that's the big two things from this whole thing.
I totally agree. And I apologize for getting a little emotional because the story still makes me emotional. And I never used to cry as a kid. Now I can't stop crying. So that's just who I am. But I got, baby. I got emotional.
Ever since he got bald like a baby, he started to cry.
Cause I can't hold it back. And so when I asked God, what's the lesson here? What finally came to me was the lesson. I want you to see where you're at. I want you to see, this is God talking to me. I want you to see that nothing can disturb you. Nothing can stop you. You decide your state. Now, with that being said, again, I'm peaceful, but I'm not happy. This is a big deal. You're talking about years. Last 4 years of documents are gone and we can't get them back. We've tried. And David, thank you, David, because David, he right away made appointments. David worked so hard to try to fix this. And it's just, when it was, David's right. What we did was we went to work. All right, let's pull up emails. Let's pull this up. And thank God we did YBL. I want you guys to think about that story because remember, we turned that down because we weren't ready. If we hadn't done YBL, we happen to have all those certain updated documents. We updated everything and we sent it to them in a Google Doc. And so we have it all. Thank God. If we hadn't done YBL, we would have lost all that too. You know, so David's right. We learned a lesson. If you're a writer, please don't trust the iCloud, because I always think I'm doing things right. I have it saved automatically. And now I realize, no, it's not automatically. So make sure you each save your documents. But the lesson that came out of it for me was it was showing me that you really have to, when we talk about connecting our dots, you have to be able to go through the pain and the shadow. You gotta understand, this is when you wanna go deep, when you're ready to go deep, because it took me years before I was ready for that. But to go deep, you gotta go into it. And if you're not gonna go into it, if you're gonna avoid it, if you're not gonna have the courage, you can never see the light. It's impossible. Because that darkness might not be activated, but those dots are in your mind. So when Steve Jobs, and that is something I recommend, it's 2005 Stanford commencement speech. It's an amazing speech. And I do believe he was sick with cancer when he was talking about that. But he talked about, you know, everything that went wrong in his life was exactly how it was supposed to happen. And I remember sitting down after seeing that, I was so motivated that I could see how my dots connected. Oh, this is so bad. What's happening? And that bad, so-called bad dot turned out to be an amazing experience for me. So I've learned now that there is no such thing as a bad dot. It's just a dot. Every day, as I close the day, I let go of the day. And that story is done. What did I learn from this? Who do I have to forgive? I forgive every single day. Part of my closing of the day is forgiveness. Forgiving anything that pulled me down into the red zone, and forgiving anybody who attacked me, not even knowing they attacked me, and forgiving myself for allowing that to happen. Every day, what that does is I look at the lessons of each day. This happens to be some big lessons these days. But that's looking at your dots. Connect the dots of your life. Write your story. You're writing your book anyway. If you're still stuck in a problem, a conflict, even a trauma from the past, that story is the same story day in, day out. And believe me, I do not discount trauma. I understand. I get it. And I know how hard it is. And I know how painful it is. But it's worth it. It's worth it. I'm just telling you that with all my heart open. It's worth it. You got anything else, Dave?
I think yesterday's episode tied in perfect. You know, this seems like a crappy situation for us. But somehow it will be an opportunity. Because, you know, we responded to what is. We removed ourselves. We gathered a plan and we took action. That's how you stop being victim and kind of go into it. And that's for the big things and the little things, you know. Right now we're talking about documents. We were talking about abuse earlier. It's letting go the same process. One may be harder than the other in the beginning, but that hurt will be someone's help in the future.
And I have to tell, we'll have to share the story of... Because that would hit you hard, right? The second time that happened to me, and that one really shifted me too. You know, each time these happen, that immense release is a big program, leap releasing, and that one affected you a lot.
Yeah, I was the one around for that one.
Yeah, you were there. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. Now, I want to thank everybody because we just got voted in the top 20 in a magazine for the best mastery podcast. So that top 20 there's a lot of podcasts out there, people. And that's because we have such a wonderful audience. And David and I, we love you guys. Thank you so much. As always, until next time, stay inspired.